Blog Talk Radio.
This is power. This is freedom. This is tradition.
It's Dale Earnhardt with the lead.
This is being who you were meant to be, where you were meant to be. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. The chase for the NASCAR Spring Cup returns October 21st through 23rd. Call 1-877-GO-TO-DEGA for tickets.
Thank you. On behalf of General Tire, where anywhere is possible, drivers, start your engines!
All right, everybody. I'd like to welcome you back to Rowdy Maglite Racing, and I'm your host, Rowdy Maglite, and I'm going to bring my catch can man in, my co-host, Mark. How we doing tonight, Mark? Let me give you your microphone, Mark.
Sure.
There we go, Mark. I just got your mic on. I'm sorry.
Okay, Rowdy. Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm doing really good. I hope everybody out there is doing well, and I'm glad they're listening to the show.
Man, we got it lined up tonight, and we got a great show for next week also. Hey, we hadn't had a bad show, Mark. Everything's been great so far.
Well, of course we haven't had a bad show. If we had a bad show, we wouldn't be on the air. So, you know what? We're trying to get a little better each week, and we're going to get a few more people listening each week, and you guys are just going to go along with us and hopefully put up with our little itty-bitty mistakes that we'll make every once in a while.
Hey, we're just two old men trying to tell a story.
That's it. That's it, Rowdy.
Well, Mark,
and we're having some
fun
doing it.
Hey, that's exactly right. Show number 37 weeks in a row. We've been consecutive. We're down to the last race, Mark, number 20. It was the 64th season of the ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards, and it's been awesome to have Menards on and congratulate them, and I'm glad they're part of the ARCA Series. So we're hitting Kansas Speedway, the 150, which is October the 14th, which is a Friday night at 7:30, and it's going to be live again on FS1.
Well, I've got my reminder on my TV set to make sure I don't forget about it Friday night, and I'll be here watching it. It's bittersweet. You get excited. It's a race, and you're all excited about the race, but darn it, you know, that's the last one for the year, and boy, we got to wait till Daytona comes around. So, yeah, we'll try to keep everybody entertained this winter.
We got a lot of great things coming up for the winter, Mark. I mean, we hadn't really got involved in what all we're going to do. But, Mark, back to Kansas, we've got 34 cars as of just a few minutes ago on the entry list. Pretty good showing for Kansas Speedway this coming weekend.
Well, everybody's taking advantage of getting their equipment out and making one last run, and there's, as always, a few of the names that maybe we're not as familiar with as others, but that's a nice size entry list. It'll be another good race. It'll be a quick race if the previous ones have been any indicator, and looking forward to it, as always.
Well, our first guest tonight's going to be Will Kennel, and we're waiting on Will to call in. And our second guest is going to be Kevin Hinckley. He's driving also for Kennel Racing this weekend. And also our third guest, we're going three tonight because of, you know, we're down to the last race here. And I got Mike Cinclio coming on, and he's driving for Hickson Motorsports in the number 64 Chevrolet. So it's a big night for tonight.
Well, that's a nice loaded field, and we're trying to keep everybody. We want to get everybody that we can on the show that wants to be on the show, and we're getting approached about why haven't you had me on yet, and that's a nice feeling to have. So, you know what? Give it time. We're going to get everybody on the show. We're going to be on for a while. So, yep, with three on tonight, we'll be busy.
Well, You know, well, they've had, what, 3 weeks now to prepare for this weekend, and it should be one barn burner with Chase Briscoe. Kind of how the points is lined up right now for the final race. We got Chase in first, Tom Hesser second, Matt Kowalski is in third, Josh Williams is fourth. Hey, how about that Alabama boy here? I'm giving a shout-out to Thomas Prater. He's in fifth. Kyle Weatherman is sixth. And old Brad Smith, man. Brad's hanging in there like a rusty nail. He's sitting at seventh. And there's Mike Besham sitting at ninth. He's in the top ten.
Yeah, he's tied in tenth with A.J. Fike, isn't he, Rowdy?
I believe that's correct. I believe so.
Well, we'll be watching that closely Friday night to see who gets the upper hand in that show. Good luck to both of them. Be safe and make it a good competitive race between you two.
Well, you know, the main parts come home with everything intact and all together, Mark. It's a fast,
that's it.
Fast track. It's a fast track.
Well, they've ended the season. You threw Salem in there just to give them a little, you know, difference. But, you know, Chicagoland, Kentucky, Kansas, the bigger tracks, the faster tracks. Let them get out there, stretch their legs a little bit, and show their talents.
Man, 34 cars on the entry list, and, you know, that could grow a little bit more. But that when you put the TV time, everybody wants to get their cars, and it's easier to sell advertisement spots, which is what makes cars go round and round, Mark, is the advertising bucks.
Yeah, it's the old greenback, Rowdy. You know, we talked about it many, many times. It does what makes things go, and yeah, being on live television is a great asset to have and to sell sponsorship and get that extra dollar that maybe you need. So, you know, you got to take advantage of those situations.
Well, you know, Mark, we try to stay positive and talk all the good things and stay above the fray. On a sadder note, Sunday morning at 8 a.m., they had a 911 call that the ARCA main office was on fire, and it was a pretty bad fire. I reckon it was a total loss. They were able to salvage a few of the artifacts of the past, which is, you're looking at 64 years of artifacts. It's hard. It's irreplaceable, Mark.
How do you replace history like that, Rowdy? 64 years. It's so sad, and I feel for Ron, because it's not just his business, and of course he loves the situation he's in, but that's family. That's his family we're talking about, his grandparents. So, yeah, our hearts go out. If there's anything we can help or do or help anything at all, let us know, and we'll be more than happy to help out.
Well, they had a lot of volunteers trying to salvage some stuff, and from the photos that I've seen, you know, it's going to be tough, but, you know, some of it was they were able to save. But I've got Will on the line now. Let's bring Will in there, Mark.
All right, Rowdy, I'm ready for him.
All right. All right, everybody, I'd like to welcome Will Kennel, driver of the number 60 car for Kennel Racing. Welcome, Will.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing tonight?
Doing great,
well,
Will.
Great. Thanks for being on the show.
No problem. Appreciate you guys having me.
Well, Will, you're a third-generation driver. I mean, your granddad, your dad, and you. And I know you've been to the home office at ARCA, hadn't you?
I actually have not, believe it or not. I've not got to go up there and check out all the cool history and stuff, and unfortunately, it doesn't look like I'm going to.
Well, that was one of the things that was on my bucket list to be able to go in there and look at. Of course, from the photos I've seen, they were able to salvage some of the stuff, but that still, a lot of it looked like it was charcoaled and destroyed.
Yeah, just definitely not a good deal for those guys, you know. That's one of the cool things left about ARCA, you know, they cherish some of the history that they've had here over the decades they've been around, so they just I hate to see that happen to him.
Well, Will, on a happy note there, you got a baby coming here real soon, don't you?
Yeah, that's been the highlight of the year, that's for sure. I wish I had some other news to go with that, but, I mean, that's really exciting for me and my wife. We're really looking forward to it right now.
Well, congratulations, and I've raised my wife and I two kids, and I tell you, if you could start with your grandkids first, it's amazing having grandkids. And I had a grandson with me today, 5 years old, soon to be five, and he spent half the morning giving high fives, and I wore him out by 1:30. He fell asleep in the car seat going home, so. You're in store for a wonderful awakening. Just get all the rest you can get after Kansas because you're going to need it.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Well, it didn't take long to give those car parts away on Facebook today, did it?
No, they went pretty quick. Kind of figured they would, but that's actually, we talk about Arca's home office. That was actually the shop where Kimmel Racing started, and that's actually where my grandpa raced out of and went to Daytona. Out of that shop, and it's only about a mile and a half away from the shop we work out of now. So, kind of a similarity there. But we had some stuff in storage there, and we had to move some stuff out. So that's what we were doing.
Well, Will, how do you like the composite and the Elmore engine and the General Tires? I mean, we've had a whole year of it, and I know you've had a rough season, but you know what? Me and Mark talked about it earlier. We're just radio hosts, and you're a race car driver.
You know, it's a really good. How do I word this here? It's a really good thing they got going on there, with the motors being. Sorry, my phone was falling out of my head there. With the bodies being as closely linked to the Cup cars as they are, a lot of the Cup technology is coming over on that. It's definitely slowed us down, being a smaller team where we can't buy that knowledge, and we got to figure it out. It was a shame because at Kentucky, I thought we were going in the right direction. We weren't quite there yet, and I really wanted to get through Kentucky so I could go to Kansas and work on it again. But as of right now, that's not going to happen. We are out of motors, and unfortunately, you know, Elmore wasn't able to get a motor together. After Kentucky for us. So we have three of them. We haven't had a whole lot of issues with them. We've had some stuff come unplugged and stuff, but we've just had a really bad run of luck. We've actually blown five since Michigan, and when that happened, we actually ended up falling out of the Golden A plane on ARCA. So a lot of things really happened quick, and it was kind of a trickle-down effect for us. Not good for us, but, you know, we'll just carry on and hopefully we can make some points back out next year and get back on the Golden A plan, because that's a plan that really helps small teams like us. And when we had the motor issues we've had here and not being able to start three races of the year that we were intended on racing, it just put us behind.
Well, we noticed Mark and I both was at Kentucky, and y'all worked all day to make the show and hustle back and forth to the shop to get the other motor and still had issues.
Well, it turned out that motor had actually got hot at Salem, and nobody knew it. So when we went to when we made it home in an hour from Kentucky, we had the motor out in 35 minutes. I had me and three other guys with us. We had the motor on the ground in the back of the truck in 35 minutes, and I was on my way back to Kentucky at 3 o'clock. And we left the track at 1:15. Got there at 4:00. Had the motor fired at 10:05, and we were really close to making qualifying. But as soon as we started it, we noticed water running out of the right side pipes, and it just, you know, we had a lot of offers as far as to borrow motors and stuff like that, but when things like this are happening, something's telling you you're better off just to go on home that day.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, I'm going to let you take over and ask Will a few questions there.
Sure, Rowdy. Boy, it just seems everything kind of steamrolled for you this year, Will, and the harder you tried, the worse it seemed to get.
Yep, that's about the extent of it for sure.
How's your psyche deal with that? week after week at the track, and it's always, you know, it's always a big thing. It was the little things that kind of bit you too.
Well, it's tough. It's hard to swallow. You know, last year we were a couple things happened as far as, you know, it kind of started downhill there at Mobile when we had the throttle home. And that was really weird because we had that car on the chassis down and stuff. And then after that, you know, we went right to Salem and we had a sensor come unplugged. And then we went to Talladega and got caught up and somebody else was wrecked going on the backstretch. So it kind of snowballed. And we had some good runs last year with Chicago. We had a really good run going at Kentucky and they let the left rear lug loose and broke the studs off. Same thing happened at Springfield, you know. And then we went to Kansas and we were running – you know, we took the lead, and, you know, you watch on TV, and we get so far out of sight, you can't even see us anymore, and it's like, man, we had the car working, and I think we broke a rocker that race. So anyway, we were faster, and then we went to this body deal, and we just didn't pick up on the body deal like we needed to. The changeover put me behind. I put another car together with a newer body and had it powder-coated, and it's the newer car. It's the newest car we got, and it's an 07. Penske car Newman ran. Well, he ran in 07. But it just put us behind. So we should be better prepared going into next year now. But it was just getting bodies put on and cars put back together and cars rewired. And when it's you and one other guy in the shop being only two hands-on, it's a whole lot of work to get ready for those races. And then, like I said, at the end of the year here, we had six races straight. And it was just really hard on us after we blew up motor at Springfield to – get ready for the coin. That's why we actually took a 105 car to the coin with a D motor. And we were going to run inside the top three. I felt really strong, and that car got better as the night went on. And ended up blowing two tires. And then the second tire blew, and the sway bar drug off on the track. So just one of those things. But, I mean, you just got to look at what you're doing on the racetrack. You got to keep building on that kind of stuff and just keep your guys riled up. The biggest thing is a lot of these things have been out of our control. And that's what we got to remember. You know, if we had stuff falling off, it would be a different story, and I wouldn't know how to fix it. But at this point, things are happening, and there's just not a fix for them right now.
Well, that's things you can't control are the most difficult to deal with sometimes, and if it's not for effort that you've had these problems, because like you said, it's been strange things that have happened to you. So, yeah, you got to keep plugging away, and that's, you know, in ARCA races, that's what you see. Be it you or somebody else, you just keep plugging away and get that car in the field somehow and get a decent finish.
Yeah, you know, that's what we're looking for. We just need that. We know we were close last year, and that's kind of what's keeping us going right now. Is we know if we can get the car to go back to what it was doing last year, and we can figure out what this body wants, we'll be okay. But it was kind of like when I come in 2012 after Dad and Frank split. We kind of had to relearn things because my dad hadn't worked with me at places like Kentucky and places like Kansas and stuff, so he didn't know what I wanted versus what Frank liked. And it took us about 2 years to get work through some of that stuff. Then once we figured out where each other was, you know, you look back at 2014, 2015, and we have some pretty pretty competitive runs for where we're at. And we know if we can get back there, and it's just a matter of time before we do get back there, we'll be fine.
Well, how's your motor issues going to affect you with the Daytona testing in December? Will you have motors by then?
Well, they definitely got longer than 3 weeks, so let's hope that something will happen before then, right?
That's true. But they're going to be a little busy too.
Right. You know, I mean, they've had some troubles with the dirt, and I don't think it's all Elmore there. I think that was just everybody went to dirt this year with a composite body in Elmore, and the composite cars pull air from the lower part of the nose, where we've always pulled air from the upper part of the nose. And it's easy to get clogged with dirt down there. I think a lot of guys were fighting heating issues. So, and the Elmore being a LS motor base, it's not, doesn't hold up to heat like our old motors were. So, 235 degrees is hot for them. And a lot of guys really burn them up there because they run a 280, 290, 300 all day. And, you know, they use the motors up. So I'm sure they're going to be busy. But, the ones that we've had trouble with here lately, they're going to be mostly new because there's probably not much left.
How much time and expense do the composite body save you on, you know, the body work on the car? It's got to be so much less than the steel bodies, Will.
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, I'm a Southern Indiana-based team. So what I look at is when, you know, you talk about the composite body, you're talking about a day and a half of travel is what it saves me if I got a, you know, on 320 my intermediate car. If I tore a fender off, it most likely probably got the door too. So you'd have to go to Charlotte, have a door put on it, drop the car off, and then come back. And, you know, most of the times I could do it in a day and leave at 6:30 in the morning, go home, drop car off, come back, and be home by 11, and it was a hard day and it was a full day. But
right.
Now with these composite bodies, you know, Five Star did a really good job with the flange fit deal because it doesn't necessarily affect the rest of the body. And if the fender's pulled in and it's got the door in a bind, as soon as you unbolt the fender, the door comes back. So
right.
Those are things that are good. We actually were able to repair a tailpiece on one of the cars. And it's just stuff, it's just small stuff like that that's really going to add up for our team.
Well, it holds up better. You're not replacing as many pieces as before, are you?
Well, no. You're still replacing a fender. But like I said, as far as a steel car goes, you know, once you put a dent in the steel car or you tore the door up on a steel car, it wasn't necessarily going to come back. The composite
right.
stuff is actually a lot more pliable. And it will actually come back to figure a lot easier and a lot better.
Well, I'm an old late model fan, so I've been familiar with the composite bodies on their cars for quite a few years, and it just seems that ARCA was able to pick up and take us to the next level with their bodies.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not as brittle as the fiberglass, like your fiberglass fenders and stuff like that. It's definitely not like that. But if anything, it's a mix between, like, the plastic noses the late models run and the fiberglass fenders. And it's kind of like a
okay.
mix in between them.
Okay. No, and the cars look great. You can't complain about how not they look fantastic.
Yeah, it really brought ARCA into the new age of bodies. And it brought them up to speed very quickly with how the cup cars look. And all that is going to be... It's just going to be better for the series. But like I said, until everybody kind of figures out what these bodies want and stuff, some of the only downside to it are the teams that got quite a bit of money and can afford the technology. Those are the ones that are going to be fast right now because they got it first.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like all technology, it eventually trickles down, and they'll have the advantage for a little bit, but everybody else will catch up.
Yep. Well, I hope so anyway, right?
Well, I know that... Man, when they talk about kennels, they're really respected in the ARCA series. And you're kind of a home base for a lot of guys that, like Wayne Peterson out of Pulaski, Tennessee, they get up that end of town, they kind of hang out at your place a little bit.
Wayne's actually got a hauler and stuff at the shop right now. And usually this part of the season, he just kind of works in the front of our parking lot. And he just kind of hangs out, does his own deal. And, you know, there's plenty of room, though. We've had Schrader's Bunch stay over after a test at Salem. And actually right now, Kevin Swindell is putting a sprint car together. He's doing all of his therapy over in Louisville. And he built a brand-new sprint car. And him and one other guy have been coming over, and they've been fiddling on the days after he gets out of rehab and putting a car together. And I think they got about ready to go to race this weekend.
Well, I know that Wayne can come up with some stories, can't he? Well,
yeah, he's got plenty of them.
He does. He sure does. Well, Will, I want to tell you we appreciate you coming on and being part of our little show here. You know, we've got great things happening next year, and we want you to be part of it. And that baby's going to change your look, my friend.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I hope it don't change it for the worse, but I hope it changes it for the better.
All right, it's going to change it for the better. You know, one thing about you, y'all are fighters, Will. I mean, I see you fighting it every time we're at the track. I mean, you fight at it. You don't stop. You don't stop till the end.
Well, it's gotten a lot more personal here in the last 2 years when ever since I've been doing kind of all of my own stuff and figuring out what the cars want and going through setup and doing some of that stuff on my own has actually been really good for me. I really enjoy it. I've learned a lot. I was around it a lot before, but once we had a spot in the shop open up and, you know, I kind of needed to get in there, so I slowed down on the lawn service and really got in the shop and took – I just take a lot of pride in my stuff. I think some of that's lost, and, you know, I take a lot of pride in, you know, Kimmel Racing being kind of the last of a dying breed, so to speak, with the racing world. You know, there's not a lot of teams or drivers out there that live to race and race to live, so to speak. So I'm proud to say that we do that. It is a struggle, and it's a struggle right now, but I'm not so sure that I'd have it any other way, unless a sponsor come along. That'd be pretty nice.
Well, you know, Will, we all have our struggles, brother. You just have a different struggle than Mark and I have, but you've got a good struggle. I mean, you get to climb in a hot rod and race against everybody, which is an awesome thing to be able to say. You're a race car driver. And if you'd like to give a shout-out to your sponsors and tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got a pretty good group of associate sponsors. Of course, we got EP Sponsors that come on this year. They're a new spark plug company on the market. They've got some people that have really been in the industry for a long time, and they're making a lot of big gains on spark plug technology, especially for the street car end of stuff. Also, I got a friend of mine. He does a lot of fabrication and stuff like that on some diesel stuff. It's Longhorn Fabrication. He's out of Ohio area, right up next to Winchester there in Indiana. But those are the guys that have come on, helped us, time slots, supplies all our lubricants, anything like that, and BTS has helped us with just keeping us on the edge of technology with drivetrain stuff. And he's really been a big part of that, Claude playing over at DTS. So those guys make it happen, and we appreciate it.
How can they reach you follow you on social media, Will?
I'm Will Kimmel on Facebook. Got an athlete page there, Kimmel Racing. Got a page on Facebook. It's at Will Kimmel at on Twitter and on Instagram.
Well, good luck with the baby coming, and give the best to the wife, and looking forward to having you back on again and seeing you back out in 2017 at Daytona.
10-4. We'll be there. Appreciate it, guys.
Yep. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Now, he's a racer, folks. He don't quit.
Oh, yes, he is. From a great racing family.
Yes, and somebody you can, if you got a problem, all you got to do is go to them and ask them, and they're going to help you get there, but they're going to try their best to beat you on race day.
Oh, they worked so hard that day at Kentucky trying to get that car out there for qualifying. I wish the people could have, you know, seen a part of what they went through just trying to get that car out. And the dejection in their faces when they realized it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Don, is that you there?
You what?
Go ahead, caller. Is this Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kevin. All right, we just dropped from one to another in there, Kevin. We just
okay.
Will just left, and we're gonna bring you on, and we got Kevin Hinckley, the driver for this weekend at Kansas Speedway 150, and he's driving for Kennel Racing. Glad to have you on tonight, Kevin.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. It's actually pronounced Hinkle, not Hinckley, but that's okay.
Hinkle.
It gets mispronounced
all
the time.
Well, I'm just an old country.
How about we just use Kevin?
Well, yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm looking forward to working with Kimmel again. I got the opportunity with him back in June up at Iowa, and we had a mechanical issue that popped up during practice and wasn't able to start the race. But really enjoyed working with them. They're a great bunch.
That was at Iowa?
Yes.
So you've been racing, what, 17, 8, or 20 years, 25 years?
All in all, a little over 25 years. I did two starts last year in ARCA, and then I was going to run Iowa back in June, and then here about a week or so ago, Bill reached out to me, and we put together something. He offered me a deal with Kansas, and we were able to put it together, and so looking forward to racing on my home track.
Well, it's a deal that you can count on being done too, Kevin. That's the great thing about it.
Yep, absolutely.
So you started at a young age too in karts.
Yeah, started at an older age. Started when I was about I ran karts up until about 5 years ago. So in my 40s and 50s. Start out with that, and then go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I had my last race. I had a pretty bad accident and was thrown from the cart, and that happened in October. And it wasn't until Christmas time before I could even sit down for any length of time and stuff. So that was, I decided I better get rid of these and stick with something with a cage around me and a 5-point harness and stuff. So.
Just something a little bigger, Kevin?
I'm sorry, sir?
You just wanted something a little bit bigger around you?
Exactly. A little bit bigger around me and, you know, fire suit and Hans device and things like that. So, done
Kevin,
different
you've
forms
raced
of local.
In different, you've raced in different series. Tell us what kind of series you've raced in.
I've done the local, oval track stuff, both asphalt and did one season in dirt. I was in an A-mod, and then do quite a bit of road racing, and have done quite a bit of road racing, still do. I race in a series called COMA, Competition Motorsports Association. It's a series that runs at a track down in Oklahoma called Hallett. It's a monthly series. Right now I'm bursting points in the GT3. I've got a couple of cars that I run. I have a 96 Trans Am and an 87 Z28 that I run in that series. But I've also done a number of endurance road races at the amateur level, most recently in a series called World Racing League. And the idea is it's just grassroots racing. You find a car that you can build on a budget or buy on a budget or something like that. You run DOT tires and pump fuel and try to go the distance. I mean, the shortest race is 8 hours. I've done 3 24-hour events with them. And so do a little bit of everything. I worked for a number of years as an instructor for different NASCAR schools as well. The last one was with Dale Jarrett Racing Adventure. I was with Racing Experience, also with Richard Petty for a year. So been on a number of different tracks, been on a number of laps of Kansas doing that, so.
There's some familiarity there for you.
Yes. Yeah. Looking forward to running there again.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll have a little better luck than when you had at Iowa.
Yes. Yeah. That was just an unfortunate thing. It was, I went out for practice and everything was going good and went down at 1 and 2. Water was fine. It was about 190. Coming into 3, I was dealing with some traffic, so I didn't get a chance to look at the gauges. But as I get in the middle of 3 and 4, all of a sudden I started getting water spitting on the windshield. So I immediately just hit the brakes and pulled it right in pit area and just told them I had water coming out, just all of a sudden. So when I pulled it in, they found the problem and fixed it. And we ran the car in the garage area there, and it seemed fine. And then later on, as we were getting ready to put the tires on for the race, they jacked it up and water started trickling out of the boom tube, so we knew the problem. The engine had a blown head gasket, so we were done.
Ooh. Yeah, the Kimmels just seem to have had that type of luck this past season, and it hasn't been the good type, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really good. Yeah, you were describing how they were pretty dejected about Kentucky. It was the same way there. They felt really bad, but, I mean, they're great people that do anything they can for you. I'm really just looking forward to working with them again.
Well, that's great to hear. And the best of luck to you, to Kevin, and hopefully have a good finish and a safe run at Kentucky. Or can, now you've got me doing it, Rowdy Kansas.
We've had a hard transition getting over to Kentucky and moving on to Kansas. I don't know if it's the KKK, the K's and the K's and the K's, but we've had a hard time moving on from Kentucky to Kansas.
Yeah, well, we're in Kansas this week, Dorothy.
Yeah, I'm definitely in Kansas. Know all about Toto and all that.
You're fortunate enough, that's your home track. It's Kevin, it's kind of weird getting in a car on the passenger side and letting somebody at a high rate of speed drive you around a super speedway, isn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's quite the experience. I've done it, did it for about a little over 10 years, and yeah, it's different to let a perfect stranger hop in your car and take you up to about 170 at Talladega or someplace like that.
You have no steering wheel or brake pedal.
No steering wheel, no brake pedal, no nothing. So it's just merely with hand signals. And sometimes you do have to get your point across. I've sumped a few thighs to get them off the gas pedal and things like that. So do what you can. And reach over and grab that wheel from the right side as well to correct them.
Well, Kevin, not only you're a racer, but you kind of give out to your community. Kind of reading on your bio where you had a four-year-old friend, John, you absolutely made his dream come true.
Yeah, that was a great day. That friend of the family, John was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor at the base of his brain, so it was going to affect all his basic motor functions, breathing, heart rate, and all that stuff. And he knew it was just a matter of time, and there was nothing they could do about it. And I got a call from another friend of the family that said that he had expressed that one of his dreams was to be a race car driver, and asked if there was any way possible we could arrange for him to go for a ride in a race car out at the Speedway. And at the time, I was working for a company called The Racing Experience, and I called the owner and talked to him about it, and he gave me the okay to put it all together. So, and at that time, I was still racing carts, so I called the place where I get all my kart equipment, because they have youth suits and helmets and stuff. So I called and asked about buying a suit and helmet at cost, and when they found out what it was for, they just gave it to me and made sure and had his name embroidered on it for him and everything. So we've got a picture hanging up in my office at my shop of what was taken right before we went out. And he's all excited and looking out the window. And I look in my eyes and I can see the big lump I still had in my throat at that time. It was really cool to be able to do that for him. So that happened April, and then he passed the following January. So able to fill one of his last wishes.
That's an incredible story right there. I have a four-year-old neighbor here that's been battling leukemia, which he's in. Luckily enough, right now he's in maintenance. They found out in December, and he's. If you would go on his page, is Cooper's Race Cars, and he loves race cars. And that's one of the things that I'm able to do is to share his experience, and luckily enough, he's in maintenance now. So hopefully, and he
That's
enjoys
good.
All the pictures. And if you get on, like the page, and you're welcome to add anything you want to it. It's just one of the things that helps pass the time is looking at the race cars. So
we
all got to give back somehow, and racers do it a lot. Another good thing I read about you, Kevin, the bicycle that you give away Christmas.
Yeah, every December, I have a good longtime friend of mine that he works for the Inner City Church. And what they do is at Christmas time, they do a Christmas program with the kids. He goes every week and drives a van picking up the kids to go to a midweek service for the kids. And at Christmas time, they do a special one where They make sure all the kids get a bicycle, and he gets them donated in various forms of condition, whether it's, you know, pretty decent or needing a lot of work or just needing, you know, a fair amount of TLC or what. And he'll give me anywhere from, you know, 10 to 20 bikes and either make, you know, 15 good ones out of it or whatever. You put new tires and tubes in them and clean them all up and, you know, seats and whatnot. And then he comes back and collects them, takes them down there and gives them to the kids. So been doing that for a little over 10 years. So.
Well, it's Kevin, I got a call. Yeah,
that's
a great program. I mean, something great that you do. I mean, can you imagine how many times those kids ride those bikes and think they're race car drivers?
Oh, yeah. Yep. So, yeah, he always emails me pictures after they do the Christmas program. So, always cool to see them.
I got a caller from Watkins Glen. Would you take a caller?
Absolutely.
Hey, Todd, is that you there, my friend?
Yes, sir, it is.
Well, you're online with Kevin Hinkle, and Kevin's he does a lot of road courses, and Todd, is his home track is Watkins Glen.
That's a bucket list track for me, that's for sure. What can I help you with, Todd?
Hearing all the great stuff that you do, when is your last race of the year?
Right now I have a race scheduled in December. I'm going to Barber Motorsports Park down in Alabama for an endurance race.
Okay. Well, I'm wishing you the best of luck and looking forward to seeing you race.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. So.
I try keeping up with a lot of the racers because I've had 5 back surgeries, so it's what I live and dream. So I try to keep up with a little bit of everybody so I can watch everybody's progress.
That's cool. I'm sorry to hear about your back. I hope it does get better there.
Yeah, I don't let it slow me down.
Oh, yeah? That's good. So you said you've had a number of surgeries?
Yeah, I've had 5.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry to hear that.
But, you know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why every year I try to volunteer for any NASCAR team that needs any extra help and on the East Coast. And as long as I can afford to travel to go, I go and I try to volunteer for the team and be able to go and hang out with a team and actually help somebody good.
Well, that's awesome. I was talking to a friend of mine who also road races with me, and we talked about next year that try to do some of our bucket list track, and we talked pretty seriously about trying to run a NASA race up at Watkins Glen next year.
Yep, That's a wonderful place to go, and once you go, you'll want to keep going as long as it's one of your good things that you like to do is the road course.
I do. I really enjoy it. I really do want to get up there because that's a track that I want to go there and Road Atlanta. I've been to Road America a number of times. Love that one. So, but, yeah, the Glen is definitely another one. Laguna Seca would be another great one.
You just let me know if you make it because I'd definitely come to see you.
I'd love to have you with me.
Well,
Thank you, Todd.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin, man, you sound like you got an incredible life going for you. I mean, you're helping the community. You're getting to enjoy racing. It's a struggle to race, though, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's been a struggle with ARCA a bit. And last year was pretty rough, and this year started out really rough too. But just kept my head up about it. Ron Drager and Joe Wells is. Kept encouraging me, and the right thing came along with Kimmel, and hopefully it'll lead to greater things. And so hopefully I'd really like to be able to try to run either Daytona or Dega next year, one of the super speedways again. So maybe I can put something together with that. But keeping my fingers crossed, keep my head up about it. So, but in the meantime, I've been enjoying doing the local stuff and love going down to Hallett.
Well, Kevin, I know you got a web page. You want to give everybody your web where they can find you on the World Wide Web there?
Yes, it's www.khmotorsports.net. And you can also find me on Twitter at @racer61.
So your plans for next year is to run Daytona or Talladega?
Yep. That's what I'm hoping for right now, is shooting for that. I know I've been talking a little bit about Daytona. I know may have a better chance at Talladega. It gives me a little bit more time to possibly put something together. Before I know it, February will be here.
I think I got Joey on the line here just a minute. Kevin, let me.
Okay.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Rowdy.
Hey, man. You're on with Kevin here. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. Heading south of Mobile, listening to the radio show. Just want to call in, congratulate you on a hell of a year with a radio show, and wanted to definitely wish my good buddy and fellow instructor Kevin Hinkle a fun, fast, and safe race at Kansas. Is something special when you get to run at your home track, and I'm so glad he got to pull it off, and what a great team to be able to do it with a Kimmel. So just wanted to call and wish you good luck, buddy.
Thanks, Joey. Good to hear from you, man. Always
you
have
you
fun
have
out
evening.
On the track with you.
Hey,
go ahead,
Joey. Thanks for calling in.
You got it, guys. Thank y'all. Bye.
Thanks. All right, man. Anything left there, Kevin, you want to talk about before we push on?
I can't really think of anything other than just looking forward to this Friday, and just really thankful and really grateful for Bill and Will to reach out and extend the invitation and let me work with them again. So appreciate all the help and appreciate all what they've done.
Mark?
Oh, I've been listening intently here. Best of luck to you, Kevin. And best of luck next year in getting your super speedway experience. And it sounds like you're trying to knock those bucket list races off.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hey, Kevin, keep me informed on the Barber's deal, because I'm only about an hour away from Barber's Motor Speedway. I'd like to come out and hang out with you a little bit. So
that'd be great.
That would be something, and it's kind of fan-friendly. I might be able to get the grandkids working on that little deal.
Heck yeah. I'll definitely send you an email or something and let you know the dates and stuff.
All right, Kevin. Looking forward for you. Hopefully we'll have you on this winter. We're going to spend all winter trying to educate our listeners on the ARCA car. Looking forward to having you back on, sir.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Hey, we appreciate it, don't we, Mark?
We sure do. We appreciate everybody who's on, Kevin. So thank you for taking the time, giving us the information, and being a good guest. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for giving to the community these kids. That's the future right there of racing, is the kids of the future.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's great to see
thank
them.
Thank you, Kevin.
Great support
right
there. And good luck.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir. All right, Mark, we're going to move on.
We're just rolling right along tonight, aren't we, Rowdy?
Man, I'm telling you. We got Mike coming on. He's online now. Tonight's been a busy night. Well, I'm telling you.
It sure
getting
has.
Down to
it's
the
been
gun.
A good night.
Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. So you're saving the best for last, right?
Of course.
That's exactly right.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great.
Wait, we're doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Yeah, busy week coming, busy show, busy week coming up for everybody, it looks like.
Exactly right. Mike drives for Wayne Hickson. You'll be in the number 64 Chevrolet this weekend. Isn't that right, Mike?
Yes, sir. That's correct. Number 64, PB Thins, Bolt Energy Choose Chevrolet. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it was that I'm going to get it right. We was in Kentucky. That's an awesome feeling to be down on the speedway before the race and getting ready to buckle up. And Mark and I just kind of strolled down. We really got the best of every job. All we got to do is just get to the track and hang around and get. We're able to talk to people like you and Crystal Bates. Crystal's going to be your crew chief this weekend.
Yes, Crystal does a phenomenal job. Very diligent about her work, which is wonderful. I mean, the whole Hickson organization this year just really, I mean, hardworking people, hardworking team, and just truly lucky to be a part of the operation.
We had Crystal on. We did a little deal with the Ladies of ARCA, and we had Denise Engel, the flag lady, and Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
It made for a great show.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's kind of weird. I always said, like, and last year I ran the NASCAR K&N, and this year I ran the ARCA, and it was just, I'll tell you, I mean, it's amazing how just so many women are involved in the sport today. It's wonderful. It's good to have them out there. You know, it's great that the sport is fully integrated. Actually, I want to send a special shout-out to my Hickson teammate, Sarah Cornette-Ching, on her recovering her concussion from a couple weeks ago. So she's doing much better. She's getting better every day.
Man, that was
cool.
A tough lick, I'm telling you.
Well, you should have been there. I'll tell you, it's funny because I, in the car when it happened, I was the car actually just right behind, you know, when it happened. And my spotter, you know, basically when we were coming out the backstretch, we were kind of lowering the groove there. And I was looking downrange, and all of a sudden, you know, I just saw from my right to left, you know, the white object. And I was like, wow. I mean, it just, and then you look, then I looked at the replay on tape, and that was close, I'll tell you. It really was. And, I mean, that was a hard lick she took because I could just sense that when I drove by. I mean, I just, you know, felt the staccato. I was like, wow, that was pretty bad. So.
Yes,
well, glad to hear she's doing better and she's feeling better. And hope to see her back at the track soon.
I think you will. Yeah, she's mending every day. She puts out some videos, which I think is wonderful. And it keeps her, keeps her a part of the sport. Again, I've been talking to her via social media, and just kind of she's been telling me every day it gets much better, which is good. As I said, I mean she's a great driver, good talent, good shoe, really good shoe.
Well, that's quite a compliment coming from an experienced driver like yourself.
Thank you very much. No, that's the thing. You know, I mean, again, it's, you know, we're all out there. Of course, we mix up, like you were saying earlier. You know, the Kimmels are great people, but you know, on race day, it's every man and woman for themselves. And but, you know, we take the short sport very seriously. And, you know, again, the opportunity this year just came with Wayne, you know, approached me to run New Jersey. I really hadn't expected to run the whole season with Wayne, and we just kind of started putting it together, you know, piece by piece. And then, unfortunately, they said, I mean, I couldn't run Pocono. I was going to test with Wayne at Pocono, and then my mother had passed away, unfortunately. So, you know, I had prior, you know, commitment with that. And then we kind of got back together again, and, you know, we started running some races in the summertime. Which was good, as I said. I mean, I, you know, got a lot of seat time this year, a lot of great experience. And again, as I said, the team works very hard, which is, you know, you can see the proof's in the pudding. You see it every weekend. The guys are out there, guys and gals, I should say, you know, out there working. And again, it's very coordinated. Wayne Hickson is, you know, I'll tell you one thing. He's a great guy, but I'll tell you now, he's a very, you know, he knows his stuff. I'll tell you, I mean, we you know, I mean, I'll never question his judgment, you know, about a race car, because the guy knows how to set up a race car.
He does. He really does. I've watched him for the past 5 years, and actually probably Wayne was probably one of the first team owners that I met. And every year, I mean, it's just the same professional deal, race after race, and he brings a nice-looking cars to the track. And, you know, there's Crystal. You know, not many people, I would say, want to give a female a chance, but Crystal really shows her worth. She works hard.
Yes. She really does. And it's funny because I've watched Crystal grow up in the sport. I mean, you know, when I started driving an ARCA in 2010, right? So, and, you know, coincidentally, you know, I mean, it was with Wayne Peterson. And I remember Crystal from day one. I mean, just, you know, always there. And, you know, she's been a part of the sport for a long time. And, you know, kind of like a mainstay, which is awesome to see that, you know. And she's, you know, she's grown longevity with the sport. And then, as I said, her passion for the sport is just, you know, it's obvious at the racetrack every weekend. You can tell.
Yes, you can. Would you take a caller?
Certainly. Please. Yes, sir.
Todd,
please.
I've got Todd still here. He's from Watkins Glen, and that's his home track. And I know Pocono's your home track, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yep, Pocono's my home track.
Todd, you're on with Mike. You got a question for him?
Now, Mike, with Pocono being your home track, what's the most exciting thing for Poconos, considering this coming year I finally get my chance to go to Pocono for the first time?
I think, you know, just the lineage of Pocono, the lineage of Pocono has been around. I mean, a lot of big names had run there before. I can remember years ago going back watching the Indy cars. I remember back in 85. I'm showing my age here, but, I mean, I went back and watched the Indy cars run there in 85. And, you know, I tell you, there's just a history. It's like a time-honored tradition up in the northeast part of the state. And Pocono every year just draws a tremendous crowd. I mean, the fans are great. It's lovely to see that. I mean, it's great to see them out there. And not just Pocono, but every other track, too. I mean, ARCA really does a great job in, you know, setting up every weekend. Again, just really, really, I mean, I'd say the history of Pocono really just speaks for itself.
Yeah, because this coming year, I'm bringing my two nephews that are 5 and 9, and they've never been to an ARCA race, so I'm really looking forward to bringing them to Poconos and letting them see what the track is about.
Well, I think it's a great opportunity for them to come out and check it out, and yeah, absolutely, and we hope so, and we also hope to meet you, and I think, as I said, it's a great track, you know, to come out. It's very, there's a lot to do there. A lot of real estate to cover, if you will. You're walking around the paddock area. So, I mean, yeah, I'm sure they're really going to enjoy themselves.
Well, I appreciate you taking time to talk with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Hey, Mark, go ahead. I'm going to pass you over.
You throwing it my way, Rowdy?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. What are your plans for next season, Mike? Are you going to try to do the whole year?
Well, I think we've looked at that. I mean, right now, Wayne and I are still definitely believe that Daytona is going to be on the radar. We're going to go down and do the test at Daytona for 2017. I am looking at some NASCAR opportunities as well. Again, I'm talking to some other teams as well in NASCAR, in the Truck Series and K&N. Again, as I said, right now, of course, it's kind of like the silly season goes along, but I think right now, ultimately, definitely, you know, getting back into an ARCA car with Wayne, without a doubt. I mean, I'll be definitely doing some stuff with Wayne next year at Hickson and climbing back into his equipment. And again, doing some, you know, kind of filtering out to some other series as well and seeing what's out there. Because obviously, we look at it for the best, you know, best product for our sponsors. I mean, that's the thing. Bell Plantation, Bolts Energy Chews, American Powerhouse Online. I mean, these companies obviously, you know, pay a lot of money for us to go out there and represent the brand. So it's very cost-effective for us to go out there and run, you know, several series because it gets more, you know, television coverage or media coverage, if you will. So
exposure.
Yeah,
more exposure,
yes,
the better exposure.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the key right there. I mean, you know, I get approached by a lot of drivers. I'm not sure if you guys know. I operate a sports marketing company on the side, Motorsport Concepts. And what we do is basically, I've been doing it for a long time, and I cultivate, you know, corporate relations when it's racing. You know, and the biggest thing is that a lot of drivers, you know, I was talking to Scott Edwards today, you know, good guy from Florida, and he was trying to put the program together, and, you know, he kind of asked me my advice on some stuff. But, you know, again, you got to have that business savvy today because obviously they're spending a lot of money, and you have to cultivate their brand with distribution. You know, of course, I mean, that's very important. So, like you said, exposure is a key part of the racing program itself. And that's what we pride ourselves on. That we pride ourselves on, you know, giving a good product at the track, you know, making sure the product is visible, and also my job is to help them get into the other retail avenues as well. So it's a lot of work. It really is.
Well, good for you. We you know, it's it's a niche market, and we need more people like yourself to get in those niche markets and make something happen. So good luck with that, Mike. What a great little thing to have on the side besides racing cars.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I really do, you know. And again, as I said, that's the thing, you know, the passion, you know, I think is in everybody, and we're all fans. We're all race fans. You know, I find myself, if I'm not in the car, you know, watching it whenever I can, but I think we all share that passion for racing, auto racing. So I think it's good. I think it's a common bond between everybody, you know, between all of us. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Good luck with it.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, when we talked there at Kentucky, Mike, you know, and our feedback was so positive. Mark and I have hit a niche here that everybody wants to be part of and wants to hear about ARCA. And the great thing about it, you know, now you've got American Sports Network on, and we've had coverage all year, but New Jersey, the Jersey track.
Mm-hmm.
Which has got to have helped sell advertisement money, and to be able to say, well, if we're not on FS1 or FS2, we're on American Sports Network.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing, Rowdy. I mean, I think you got to look at it from a marketing perspective. I mean, anywhere you can put your, you know, brand new logo, you know, whether, you know, again, it keeps getting in front of the fans or, you know, what have you, that's a great thing because it's an opportunity to expose your brand to, you know, to different areas that cultivate areas that you've never been to before. So I think the marketing, you know, it speaks for itself. I think ARCA prides himself on key marketing, you know, I mean, placement of the logo placement itself. And again, it's important for marketing. It's kind of like strategic marketing. But I think ASN really has opened up the floodgates this year. I mean, I've watched their programs, replay the programs. And
I love it. I think they've done a great job. I think they've done absolutely wonderful. Charlie's done a great job. Hey, Mark?
Yeah, Rowdy?
We lost Mike there.
That's what it sounds like. Well, that's what happens with technology sometimes. That's too bad. I was enjoying our conversation and listening to him. He's a sharp guy.
Man, you know, he's got great sponsors, too. He's really involved in his sport.
Well, a lot more than I realized after speaking with him this evening.
You know, it'd be something like me, my phone would go dead. So anyway, Mike, we've dropped him there, and let's see if we got. I may have him back here.
Hello.
Hey.
Modern technology.
Hey, Mike.
Look at that. See, I didn't miss a beat, right? Came right back in there.
Good. We're glad we got you back.
We don't want to end it on not being able to close it out with you there, Mike. You've been a great guest tonight, and I'm glad we're back on here. Which, you know, I had just told my wife, you know, we've been pretty fortunate. We haven't had no serious outages because we've had some bad storms to come through during the spring. That I was just afraid the internet would go off and that there I would be. But, Mike, I think we was then talking about your promotion. You're doing the little thing there with your promotion of the sponsors. You know, you got some great sponsors. And, Wayne keeps you in a decent car to make you stand out. And we were talking about American Sports Network. And Charlie, I tell you, I don't think they could have asked for a better package this year than what they come up with.
No, I agree. I really do. I think the coverage is wonderful. And what I was saying, I saw Jim Tradeau at the airport, Kentucky, when we were leaving the next morning. And he kind of gave me the, you know, the rundown. He goes, "Oh, you'll see it on the broadcast." And yeah, I was like, "It's funny because I watched the replay. I was like, wow, yeah, it's amazing. The coverage is just second to none. I mean, they do an outstanding job, ASN. They really do."
Well, I'm glad they're
working for him too. Jim, like you said, Jim Trado's been around a long. He used to do the old ASA National series when it was on TV.
Yes, yeah, he's been around for a while, and it's good. It's good to see like him and Ray Dunlap. And I think they all do a great job in providing coverage for that. Really do. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a tremendous job, as I said, and we enjoy watching it. Of course, Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2 also do an equally great job as well. So, yeah, kudos to all the networks for doing a good job.
Well
coverage is better than no coverage.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, Mike, would you like to throw out your sponsors and where everybody can follow you this weekend at Kansas Speedway?
I would certainly love to do that. Yes, our sponsors, please. It's BellPlantation.com. It's B-E-L-L, Plantation.com. Fine makers of PB Thins and PB2, the peanut powdery peanut butter, which is delicious, by the way. We have Bolts Energy Chews. That's at Bolts Energy, B-O-L-T-S, Energy.com. And American Powerhouse, custom automotive parts and design out of Delaware. But I'm also, you can locate me at M Seneca Racing on Twitter. I'm really big on Twitter. I have a great Twitter presence and following. M Seneca Racing, and on Facebook, I'm Mike Seneca. And at Instagram, I'm Flight Man. And the reason why, because I used to be a professional wrestler, so I was Mike Flight. So that's why.
Well, now I know where the promotion part comes from, Mike.
That's right. It's not. I'm not your conventional driver here. Remember that.
Well, hey, Mike, you might appreciate this. I've got, I think, there's 22 metal chairs in the back of my truck right now that come from a guy that does local promoting here. Hey, I went and picked them up. He's had them for almost a year, and some of them look like they've been beat up a little bit across somebody's head.
Oh, let me tell you something. I've had that done to me before. I'll tell you. And it's people think, that's funny. I see it all the time. I still get asked, hey, Mike, is it fake? And I go, well, it's not as fake as you think. Let me tell you right now. And that's amazing. I mean, it really is. And yeah, it's a show. But it's a great show. It really is. I enjoy it. I traveled all over the world doing that. It was a lot of fun. I mean, I was very blessed to be doing that as well. But you're right. I'm sure that some of those chairs were used on someone's head, someone's noggin. I'm sure.
They've been up. They are definitely been up. That's what I asked Shane. I thought, Shane, these chairs wasn't bent like that. He goes, hey, they've been in a wrestling match.
Well, I think Mike John Radaball even said that during the driver intro. That Radaball says, oh, Mike, you know, Mike's a professional wrestler. Well, don't body slam me, Mike. I said, I won't do that. I won't do that. Not a problem. No, it's all good. It's all good. But yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. It really was. It was a pleasure, you know, just traveling the world and meeting people and all the great fans. It was wonderful.
Oh, what a great way to do it too.
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's like, again, you know, when you're in that, you know, component of sports entertainment, you know, and you know, the people don't like you, you're doing, you know, I was always told you're doing your job. If they don't like you, you're doing a good job. That's okay. All right, that's good. And I always enjoy playing
true.
The heel. You gotta love playing the heel. It's great. I'll say, even these old ladies don't like you. So.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you coming on and being part of this. I hate it took so long, but you know what? Good things are worth waiting for, and you was a great guest tonight.
Oh, I appreciate it, gentlemen. Thank you for the opportunity. I look forward to seeing you at the track real soon, gentlemen.
We'll look you up at the track.
Thank you so much, Mark. Gentlemen, take care. Have a great evening.
You're out. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Mark, what a night, man. We've had some great guests tonight. I mean, really great guests.
I just looked up at the clock, Rowdy, and we ran a little bit longer than we normally are on a Monday evening, and I can hardly believe it. It's gone by so quickly. It's been very enjoyable, very educational, and all our guests were great, and hope to have them back again.
Well, Todd, anything you'd like to close in on? I mean, you've been here the whole night. We've thrown everything on the fire tonight.
It's just a great, wonderful show, and you know, I can't thank you guys enough for doing such a wonderful show and having such wonderful guests on.
Well, you know, Mark,
thank you, Chad. We always appreciate hearing from you and letting us know that, you know, we're doing something that somebody's enjoying.
Todd listens to a lot of shows because I'm usually on there and I get to hear him. And Todd, I mean, it's a privilege to hear you say that we're doing a good job, and I hope we are. I hope we're not letting the listeners down.
Well, from my standpoint, considering now you know what I've kind of been through a little bit, and being a fan, I mean, this is the one thing that, out of me being disabled, that I get to enjoy that nobody can take away. So thank you.
Thank you for calling
You're
in,
welcome.
Todd. We always
you
miss you
there,
when
buddy.
You don't call in. We kind of worry about you when you don't call in.
Yes, we do.
You know, we got another caller, Charlie from the ATL. He hadn't called in 3 weeks, and he's been a regular listener. He don't ask questions, but he listens. And Todd, you may not know it, but you know, now we've got our own business cards, and with all the information, how to find us and where we're at. And Charlie's one that put the bill for our cards, and he's going to buy the next group. He said as soon as we run out and give all them away, he's doing another one. And I want to give him a big shout-out tonight for helping us out there.
Oh, big thank you, Charlie. You can't – we're so appreciative, and the cards are a big hit. We've given out a few, and we've got a few left, but we'll let you know as soon as we need some more, buddy.
Well, you know, Roddy, you knew I put up that picture of your decal on my window, so you guys are always with me.
I've seen that. I appreciate that, Todd. Just find you a nice shirt to put that patch on, my friend.
Oh, I've got one coming. Hopefully the package will be here. The shirt doesn't have a lot of patches on it, and I'm going to add that one to it to make it even more of a special shirt.
Great.
There you go.
Sounds great.
It's one of Tommy Baldwin's racing crew shirts.
Oh, how neat.
That Rowdy Maglite will go good on it, I can tell you that.
Yes, it will.
You know it, and that was my plan, was to put it on the arm of it because the crew shirt doesn't have a lot of patches on it. And I said, you know what? I said, that's one patch that'll look awesome on that shirt.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing it Pocono next year, next spring.
Oh, I'm definitely going. There's no stopping me for that.
There you go. I've got the same feeling
there,
myself.
I'm there too, Dad, so we're looking forward to seeing you, buddy.
Hey, Todd, I appreciate you calling in, friend.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. Hey, Mark, kind of give us a rundown of Winchester before we close this thing down.
All right, Rowdy. It was weather-wise, you couldn't have asked for a more perfect day. The sun was out, the weather was cool, good horsepower, good traction on the tires, 400 laps of 15 second a lap, half mile action. It was a good race. It was an interesting for 400 laps. It was interesting almost the whole time. There weren't a lot of boring spots where those longer races can be, and thoroughly enjoyed it. A lot of different leaders. Surprise winner. Travis Braden won. He's run some ARCA races. I think he won at IRP last year, so he should be a familiar name to some of our listeners. Dalton Sargent had a good run. Brett Holmes had a decent run. Mason Mingus had a little trouble at the end, but he was running pretty good until he had his problems. So it was a good race.
Well, it sounded like it when I read what I did read about it, and Dalton was right in there to the very end, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He ran top five all day and always was a threat, never too far back that you couldn't not worry about him.
Well, you know, when the All-American 400, he was right there the whole race till the very, last 25, 30 laps. And I think he got bumped.
Tires went away or something went away, and they just didn't have it that last 20 laps or so. But he had it till the end yesterday, and he very well could have won. The circumstances didn't resolve for his way, and Travis Brayden happened to pull off a last-lap win.
Well, you know, we're down to, like I said, we're down to the last race, Mark. It's kind of a sad thing, but, you know, we're going to carry on. I don't mean it's the end of the show. It just means we're getting ready for 2017. You know, we've already had folks tonight talking about Daytona, which is already giving me chills just to think we're going to be back.
Well, yeah, we have to remind everybody, just because the last race is going to be this weekend doesn't mean that the radio show's over with. We're with you all the way through until Daytona starts up again. So keep on listening. We'll keep you informed. We'll keep you letting you know what's happening in the ARCA during the off season. And, we're looking forward to letting you know what's going on.
Well, this kind of forward close out here. Our two guests for next week, we got Chase Briscoe and Tom Hetzer. So we got two great guests lined up for next week, and we don't know who's going to be the champion yet. It's up for grabs right there. Either one of them guys can walk away with it and the victory.
Yeah, Rowdy, you took the words out of my mouth. One way or another, we're going to have the champion on next week, and looking forward to it.
Mark, you know, that's going to be show 38. Would you have ever dreamed it?
No, Rowdy. I'm surprised, that we're at this point that we're at now. I'm just enjoying it and hoping to make it a little better and glad that we have somebody listening to us.
Well, all I can tell everybody, after what we've done this year, we got a hard road to hoe, but you better buckle up because we got a long ways to go.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a full year together, Rowdy, and that'll make a difference. And we'll have a year behind our belts, and that'll make a difference. And we're rubbing her up, and we're looking forward to a fun winter with everybody, and we're going to take you right through to Daytona.
All right, everybody, we got 7:30 Friday night, FS1, and we're going to be out of here. Right now we got 34 entries. There's 34 pretty decent cars ready to race.
Well, thanks, looking Mark. Forward to it, Rowdy. It's, you know, like we said earlier, it's kind of bittersweet, but, yep, this is the deciding factor. We're going to see who's going to be a champion and who's going to win the last race and all that good stuff, and looking forward to it.
Me too, Mark. Me too. Especially a full year. It's just going
to
be hard to beat, my friend.
I'm looking forward to the future.
Me too, Mark. Thanks a lot, man.
Till next week, Rowdy, and all you guys, good night. See you next week. Bye-bye.
This is power. This is freedom. This is tradition.
It's Dale Earnhardt with a lead.
This is being who you were meant to be, where you were meant to be. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. The chase for the NASCAR Spring Cup returns October 21st through 23rd. Call 1-877-GO-TO-DEGA for tickets.
listen to the Beatles run old Bo Seifers through a jukebox needle at the honky tonk where their boots stomp all night. What?
Right.
Yeah, what they call work of digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down to get paid to get your girl and your four wheel drive. Yeah, the boys round here drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwards of shit, don't take no lip. Shoot a back, shoot a back, shoot a back, spit. Oh, heck. Well, the boys around here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. No, I'm not a Kentucky, but these girls around here, yeah, they still love me. Yeah, the girls around here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawlin' southern drawlin'. Just can't help it cause they just keep falling for the fall. Running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys around here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwards a jib, don't take no lip. Shoot a back, shoot a back, shoot a back, shoot a back, shoot a back.
Good night, and let's see you in 2 weeks at Talladega. And I'm Rowdy, and I'm out of here.